It's time now to learn more about the message, and we can get behind the message with Dr. Kevin Head. On the October 6th message, Dr. Head titled Power to Live By, and it was in cooperation with our World Communion Day. So give us your definition of a power to live by, Kevin.
Great. Yeah, thank you, Gene. This was such an important day as we think about Christians around the world celebrating communion. So was trying to focus on what was really the central message Jesus had for his disciples in the upper room. And we talked a good bit about he was taking that opportunity to say goodbye to them. And in the midst of that message of saying goodbye, he said to them, "But even though I am gone, God will give you another one, the Comforter, who will be with you." And he goes on to explain how it will be even better for them that the Holy Spirit is with them than even when he physically was with them, because he was limited in terms of time and place as to where he could be. But the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, would be able to be with them wherever they were. So when we're thinking about the power to live by, the message I think Jesus was trying to convey to those disciples in the upper room was, look, I'm getting ready to leave you, but God is going to send his presence to you in the form of the Holy Spirit, and that will be your power to live by, the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Very interesting and very good. Well, now, it was very interesting that you used the Bible and described it as a dictionary or as a novel. And I thought that was right interesting. So do we use it as a dictionary or do we use it as a novel? How do you feel about that?
I think we use it in both ways, actually. Ah. And I think that's, yeah, I think that's a good question, a good point. As I was thinking about what Jesus was talking about and the role of the Holy Spirit, in terms of the power to live by, it's the Holy Spirit that connects the events of our lives together that forms a plot. So when we're thinking about the Bible and Scripture, often I think we do use it in the sense of, well, something's happened in my life, let me go look up what the solution or the resolution is to that particular issue. So in that way, we're kind of using it like a dictionary. We want to go look up one thing, see how it relates to our lives, and then we move on. That's a helpful way to use it. But I think we should also realize that there's a plot, there's an ongoing sequence to Scripture, so that it's always connected to every event of our lives. In other words, it's not this event that it speaks to and then this event that it speaks to. It speaks to every aspect of our lives in an ongoing sequence. So there's a plot and a movement that the Holy Spirit crafts together for us. And I think that's really the message.
Well, that's very interesting. And it caused me to ask the question of myself, and I'll pose it to you. Do you think as a Christian, our use of the Bible is more as a dictionary or as a novel, or do we find a way to combine the two? How do you feel our use is as a general question?
I think we do probably use it in both ways, and maybe it depends on the individual as to which way we use it more often. But I do think we use it in both aspects of a dictionary and a novel. I would say that as we think about that concept, while it's helpful to use the Bible as a dictionary, I think it's more beneficial to see the overall plot and movement of God throughout the entire Bible, from the beginning of Genesis till the end of the Old Testament, from the birth of Jesus all the way to his death and resurrection, and the ultimate vision of Revelation. There is a plot and a movement that God is involved with throughout the entire thing. So I think if we only use it as a dictionary, then we minimize its impact on our life, because we are only seeing isolated instances and circumstances rather than understanding God's entire plot and picture for what creation and humanity is intended to be.
I think that is a beautiful description and a very wonderful definition, and I hope it provides for someone a way to get a greater benefit and usage out of using the Bible rather than just saying, I got one and I got to do something with it.
Yes.
One of the questions, now let's go back to the role of the Holy Spirit. Mm. in this process. Define that a little further, if you will.
Yeah, I think that's an important part of it, because that was really Jesus' ultimate message for the disciples in the upper room. And the way I understand it is he is saying to them, the Holy Spirit will be a constant presence with you. So in other words, Jesus, when he was physically here on earth, could only be with the disciples here and here and here at certain times physically when he was able to be there. The Holy Spirit will always be able to be there. And I think that's the continuity of the plot of our lives. So the way I put it in the sermon is, I see the Holy Spirit as what I would call the author of our lives. The Holy Spirit is the author of the plot of our lives. Here's how I understand that. The Holy Spirit helps us during each and every event of our lives to understand how they are woven together and how they are all working for the good. Romans 8:28, we know that in all things, God is working toward the good. It is the Holy Spirit that enables us in each instance of our lives to see, okay, this is not an isolated, separate event, but through this, God is working a plot. God is working toward resolution. God is moving our life in a better, more complete manner because of the work of the Holy Spirit. So the way I put it in the sermon is the Holy Spirit becomes the author of the plot of our lives. In other words, interweaving all of those different elements and aspects of our lives together to form a plot.
Well, it seems to me that it's important to make one other point based on what you said, and that is what the Holy Spirit does for us is because we seek it, we want it, we need it, we have it, not because he forces himself on us. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. That's a very fair way to say it. I think the Holy Spirit is always there, but God, in establishing free will for us, from my estimation, will not force God's self, whether it's in God's presence or Jesus or the Holy Spirit, onto us. But the Holy Spirit is always there to help us interpret and to understand. But we have to be willing to turn to the Holy Spirit in order to get that guidance and that understanding.
Well, that is very beautiful, and thank you for that. So the bottom line is that it's up to me to define, determine, and make use of God's Word the most effective way, I believe. I hope that we have gotten more about the message, and we thank you for joining in today. God bless.